This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is a part of the show where we do news stories.
Yeah.
And then I decide if I want to hear it. We call it news or nope.
Yep.
But we're trying something new today, and I didn't tell you guys about it. You have 4 seconds to headline your first story. Tiet, go.
Update on the Britney Spears biop.
Lame. Keep going.
What not to do at a wedding.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or nope.
News or nope. Do you think I should bring back the nope part of news or nope?
Yes.
Like, I should occasionally just go, this is dumb. I don't have the confidence.
No, I need you to like degrade me.
Okay, but like sometimes I'm afraid I'm going nope, and then the people listening are like, oh, but I really wanted to know the thing. And it's like, well, I noped it.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a bride going viral on TikTok for all of the wrong reasons. She decided to pretty much flash everyone while taking pictures.
I've seen this.
It's odd.
She's not flashing her.
She's wearing
skivvies.
Underwear.
She's got skivvies on.
It's weird. Why would you want to do that? I don't understand.
Why would you not?
The first photo is all of the groomsmen, and there's like way too many.
Yeah, it's one of those things. We got too many friends.
Yeah.
Tiet doesn't know about that.
I don't either. It's okay. Retweet. But she's in the middle with the groom, and she just like flashes her whole crotch.
Yeah.
And she is wearing underwear, and she just thinks it's so funny and cute, and it's like, I would never want to do that. Personally, and I would not want my best friend to do that to my significant other. Like, that's just, to me, that's just rude, and
it's just
distasteful.
She wants to remember. She, like, here's the thing: if she was in Cancun, she'd be standing there in a bikini, right?
That's different. That's expected at the beach or in. If you're at a wedding during your wedding photos, yeah. I just don't think it's fun. I don't know, but I'm
just.
Yeah. I'm not everyone's cup of tea.
It's probably too late for this, but nope.
Good evening. There are apparently 3 young stars that are all vying to play Britney Spears in her biopic.
Come on.
Oh, wait, there's actually one coming out?
There is.
Yes, and I thought it was already decided that bucket.
I actually have no idea. Can I guess?
Oh my God, one of them's so obvious, but sure.
Sydney Sweeney.
I don't think I haven't. Is she on your list?
She's not on the list.
Oh,
she's a little too Bratz doll to be Britney. Britney's got the wrong eyes.
I guess I was thinking Amanda Seyfried.
Seyfried.
Also not on the list.
Another too Bratz doll. You don't know the obvious one?
I don't.
And I think she's been doing something purposefully to put herself in the position for it. She's been acting a little bat guano. She's been acting a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. In fact, I even watched a movie with her in it. And the movie sucks, man.
Margot?
No.
What the heck?
It's 11.
What?
11.
Yeah.
11 wants to be Britney real bad. In fact,
really?
That's why she's acting crazy.
Millie Bobby Brown is one of the actresses in contention.
For sure. With the blonde hair. And
I don't think she's acting crazy.
She is. And by the way, if I can save you a little bit of time, I think that thing's on Netflix. It's her and Chris Pratt. That thing is a piece of crap movie.
Okay.
It's so bad. I mean, I love him. And she's cute as a button, and I'm like, this is going to be a good movie. sucks. Oh my God, it sucks so bad.
Just stick with the Odyssey app.
Yeah, yes, A-U-D-A-C-Y, that's how you hear it. Riveting entertainment.
Yeah, Millie like Bobby Brown is in the running for it. Apparently Universal Pictures bought the rights to Britney Spears' memoir, so yes. I don't know that it's officially in the works, but it's kind of like, this is going to happen.
I can't imagine anybody other than Millie. She's nailing it.
Well, I named two others.
Yeah, but nope, they're two brats.
And Millie, you think she's nailing it, but apparently sources close to Britney say...
She didn't like it.
Britney doesn't want
Britney doesn't feel it, but Britney, you're wrong. Britney, she's the girl.
She says she doesn't look like and look enough like me. The other two.
Oh, she looks in. Oh, you're crazy.
I agree with the blonde hair, so I think that might be why she dyed her hair blonde. Yep, like, you don't 100%. Think I look like you? But the other two actresses, Ariana Grande.
No.
Hard pass. Nope.
And Sabrina Carpenter.
No.
You can't have people. Brit, if you're listening, baby doll, I mean no disrespect. You can't have women who can actually sing play Britney Spears.
Mm.
Because if you've ever heard the tracks of Brit just rocking it, just singing.
Like her young kid days or whatever?
She can't sing. The woman cannot sing.
No.
She's the worst singer.
When she was younger, she was like belting it.
No, that's Christina. Christina can sing, Britney cannot sing.
No, I'm talking about Britney.
Britney has a sound. But
she can't. When you take out the backing vocals, and so she's this far away from being...
I'm willing to fight
Britney
you.
Britney Vanilli. She's like right on the...
All right. This just in, humor at work. You are not as funny as you think you are.
Nope. TX.
Oh, no. Okay.
Because I know what she was doing there. She was good. She
it
was
is a
coming
real story
at,
for
I
the
know
record.
It's a real story, okay. But you were coming at me.
I don't know
and
what you're
I'm not going to allow it. I know one, you guys!
I'm ready. Good evening.
Good evening.
A shocking new study coming
out.
Come out of the Slacker Show research team. And they found that women prefer men with nice cars. Dun, dun, dun!
You just got to point to me. I have that always.
They're more attractive. They showed the same man sitting in different cars. And when he was in the nicer car, women said, that guy's hot. Even though it was the same guy.
You're kidding.
Nope, I'm dead serious, yeah.
What is a nice car? It doesn't say.
They called it a luxury car.
Okay.
Is what they, in the experiment, yeah. So
the Hyundai, then.
Hard. Is there a guy in that car?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.